We mentioned yesterday that for the case of a situation of chayli, even if it's not a chayli sheish b'sakana, it's a chayli sheim b'sakana, but amir la'akim is permitted for even to do a deraisa for that purpose. So an example of this, which the Rama already brings down, was they lived in a world where you heated your home using wood, the fire would go out eventually. So the person during the week, a person would add more wood to the fire. A person can't add wood to the fire on Shabbos. That's obviously also an issue of deraisa. So they would ask the goy to add wood. They lived in countries which were extremely cold. Eastern Europe, the northern parts of Eastern Europe, was extremely cold. It was at least a person would be considered a chayla shame of sakana in that situation. Many situations would be even worse than that. But it's something that would be permitted. So a person would be in a situation where, whatever reason, their thermostat went out and the house was getting very cold. So if you have elderly people or young people there, you could ask a goy to turn it on, even though you're asking him to do a malacha deraisa. If it's significantly cold to the point that even that a healthy adult would get sick from the temperature, they're not mechuyev to leave their house. They can ask the goy to do the malacha deraisa to turn on the heat to be able to have a warm place to be. I'd like to start the next area to give at least an introduction to the next area. The next area is there are scenarios which Chazal did not matter an Issa deraisa, but they did matter an Issa emir la'akam on a derabbanan. What's known as shus to shus. They matter that under one of five categories. They were matter that under one of five categories that there's a heter of asking a goy to do a derabbanan. They're matter that. They're matter that the case you mentioned already, the case of a mixus chayli. He's not a chel shem b'sakana. He's not for the mishkav. But it's a mixus chayli. You cannot ask a goy to do a deraisa. You can ask a goy to do a derabbanan. They're matter the tzarech mitzvah scenarios. We want that they can't do the mila on Shabbos because the child is not where the knife is. We have to either bring the child or bring the knife through a carmelist, through a chatzit that doesn't have an eruv. We can ask a goy to do that in tzarech mitzvah. We're matter even in a situation of kavod abri. It's a situation where a person would look dirty in a certain way, which would be the point would be embarrassing. So drabbanans would be permitted for that purpose. So we're going to flesh out these examples. There are matter, as you mentioned, makom hefsed gadol and the makom tzarech gadol. So there's five scenarios are mixes chayli, the tzarech mitzvah, kavod abrius, hefsed gadol, and tzarech gadol. In those five scenarios, Chazal permitted ishus teshus. And over the next while, we will talk about the details of those halachas. Have a good morning.